Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back. I wouldn't go anywhere if I were you. 8:45, a special appearance, a little later than usual, but it was a little
late
later
game.
Than usual game last night. Nick Sirianni will be on now. He's 10-1, and we're still bitching. But I'm alive with this right now. I don't even know how to introduce him anymore. Mm-hmm. I thought I would never introduce him again, but then I found out that NFL Films, where he used to work, is doing a special feature on him. And we said, let's see if he wants to come back, and he did.
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Ray Dittiger is with us this morning. Hi, Ray.
How are you, Ange?
Ray, it's great. Now, the NFL Films feature will be on FS1. It's 12:30 a.m. Friday morning. So you need to tape that, right, Ray?
Yeah, it's like tomorrow night on the other side of midnight, 12:30. So I don't expect people are going to sit up and watch it in real time.
But you worked for them. It's probably something that you used to do for other people when they retired, right? That kind of thing?
No, it's pretty unusual. I mean, most of the NFL Films present stuff is player-based, and it's about coaches. They don't do many pieces on guys in the media. So I was sort of amazed, actually, when they came to me and said they wanted to do this. But it's really good. I mean, they did a really, really nice job with it. So if you can't stay up and watch it, if you're a little more technically savvy than I am, you can set up your machinery and tape it, and then you can watch it at your convenience. But it really is a lot of fun, and I owe those guys. It was really, really nice of them to do that.
Well, they've always done impressive work. Ray, what's it been like first season on the sidelines?
It's been busier than I thought, because of the way things played out in the city. You know, I mean, with Philly's going to the World Series. You know, the Eagles at 10-1. I don't think any of us thought it was going to be this kind of run. And so, consequently, you know, my phone has really not stopped ringing. I had no idea that everybody in the world has a podcast. So I've been getting all those calls. And, you know, my name and my phone number are on way too many Rolodexes all around the country. So whenever somebody just says, "Hey, let's do a piece about Philly," my phone rings. So it's been busy, but it's been good. It's been great to see what this has meant to the city, how much the people in the city enjoyed the whole Red October thing, to see everybody walking around with Philly's caps and Philly stuff. And now we're back to green. And you got a team here now, right now. You know, they got a shot. They really do. I mean, they're good. And you saw it again last night.
Yeah, I want to get into some of that. We watched Rodgers last night. I watched Brady earlier in the day. And they are past their prime by a lot, Ray. What's your advice as somebody who has retired for guys when they reach an age where they're no longer who they were?
Well, I kind of knew, I said this to a couple people when Brady made the decision, the U-turn, I'm retiring, oh, no, I'm not, and came back and said he's made a big mistake. I mean, he absolutely should have gone out last year. Not because he can't play, he can still play, but the team around him, his whole offensive line was leaving, Gronkowski retired, Bruce Arians stepped aside. I mean, there was way too much transition there. And the people, he's at a point now, as great as he is, and he is the greatest ever, he's at a point now at the age of 45 where he needs a supporting cast.
Yep.
And he don't have it right now. And I thought the decision that he made to come back, I didn't know it was going to break up his marriage. But, I mean, just from a football standpoint, I just thought that was ill-advised. Rodgers, to me, looks like a guy who can still play. It's just that right now, I think it may be over for him in Green Bay. I think he may be doing Brady 2.0 in that he may have to go somewhere else and finish out his career, because I think Green Bay is moving on, and I think he probably feels like he should move on too.
You just said a minute ago, Ray, that this team's really got a chance at 2022 Eagles. Tell me what you're seeing.
It's a team that's very, very hard to play against from an offensive standpoint. I mean, their offense is really good. And you start right at the line of scrimmage. I mean, their offensive line is, I mean, tackle to tackle, they are rock solid. And they can just dominate a game. And when they're controlling the line of scrimmage the way they controlled the line of scrimmage last night, there's almost no way they can lose. I mean, the only way they could lose in a situation like that is they do a lot of dumb stuff. They get a lot of penalties or they turn the ball over. But this team doesn't really do much of that. You know, once they have control of the game, they have control of the game, and it really starts up front. And that offensive line is great. And you got the quarterback, and everybody's going to talk today, and how could you not, about his running. I mean, what he did running the ball last night was just ridiculous. I mean, 157 yards rushing from your quarterback. But what should not be lost in all of this is his growth as a passer, is his growth as a total quarterback. I mean, the running part is a given. I mean, we all knew he could do that. I mean, you saw him, you know, as a young player at Alabama, you knew he could run. But there was never any real evidence that he could ever develop into a true passer. But he is now. And, you know, the numbers kind of support that. I mean, you know, if 157 yards rushing, that's going to be the headlines. But, you know, look at the passing stats. I mean, 17 touchdown passes, just 3 interceptions. I mean, those are winning numbers. And I was doing a little breakdown on this during the week, was his improvement in the critical areas, like third down. You know, in terms of third down passing, that's really kind of where you win and lose in NFL quarterbacks. And that's kind of where you separate the guys who are really going to be winners from just the other guys. You got to be really, really good on third down. And his improvement from last year to this year as a third down passer is just stunning. I mean, last year, I mean, he was good, and he took you to the playoffs. But on third down, he was the 23rd ranked passer in the NFL. 23 out of 32. He was completing 53% of his passes, and his quarterback efficiency rating was 81. This year, he's jumped all the way up to fifth. He's completing 66% of his third down passes, and his quarterback efficiency rating on third down is 114. I mean, that's the kind of improvement that he's made. So, yeah, I mean, the spectacular splash plays he's making running the ball, I mean, that's rare and that's great. But don't lose sight of the fact of just how much he's improving as a passer, because that's, you know, that balance that he presents, that's what's keeping defenses up at night.
I think you just kept me up at night. Ray, you just broke down Jalen Hurts. Don't tell me you did this on a yellow pad.
I have it right in front of me.
No, Ray!
You told us you were retiring.
You're retired now. Yeah. You don't do the yellow pad anymore. You're still breaking stuff down. You're not retired.
Old habits.
No, old habits. They put that away.
They're hard to break, especially with Ray.
You're right. That's kind of it. I mean, I really can't. I've been watching football one way for 53 years. Huh. It's been with the yellow tablet and all my stats. So even though I was retired, I mean, every Eagles game I watch, I have the yellow tablet out, and I'm charting the game. Because at this point, I don't know any other way to watch football.
All right, but you're watching games with your son now. You're doing the things that you said that were going to be great for you, right?
That is true, yes.
But you still have the pad.
Yes.
It's like somebody watching a baseball game. Rube, when you watch a baseball game, do you have to keep score?
No, I don't keep score.
You're unbelievable.
Others do.
So you, honestly, you're as up on what's going on, you know, the breakdowns and stuff, as you were when you were not retired.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and I kind of knew it was going to be that way, because look, I love the game. I really do love the game, and I've only watched it one way now for 50 years. So I was never just going to be a guy that was going to sit back and, you know, with a pizza in my lap and watch football. If I'm going to watch football, I need the yellow pad out, because when it's over with, I want to go back and go through my charts and kind of see how it all broke down, especially when you have a year like this. I mean, this year has a chance to be historic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these are all yellow tablets that are going to go in the vault, you know. These are going to be worth saving.
But right now, it's like, hold on. Now my mind is spinning here, because I have already said to Rhea and Al that the day I leave, I want my number purged from their cell phone. Fortunately, in Al's case, he doesn't have the number, so it's going to save some time. But, Ray, so you're still involved. We didn't call you this whole season to honor the fact that you had retired. How
correct.
Welcome would our calls be occasionally to bring Ray Dittiger out to the show?
It would be fine. It would be fine. I mean, I've done a lot of that stuff. I mean, I've been on with John and Joe a couple of times.
What?
Yeah. In fact, I was in studio with him a couple of weeks ago.
You were in studio with John and Joe?
and I've gone on with Glenn and Mike Sielski a couple of times.
Do you know John and Joe took my job, Ray?
I read about that.
Apparently, they even have sway over you now. Ray, we are going to call you more. Ray, it's just so great to hear your voice. So many people have missed you so much and the way you break a game down and the great stuff you say. We just want you to have a tremendous life after retirement, even if it involves some work like you did before. Because nobody did it like you. Nobody ever will.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And before I get off, I have to offer belated congratulations to Al for the Hockey Hall of Fame. I know it's been talked about and other people have had their opportunity to congratulate him, but I would like to congratulate him right now. I mean, that's a tremendous honor, Al, and well-deserved and well-earned. So I was
use
really
your name
happy
in my him. Speech, Ray. I didn't ask permission, but I used it.
You put his name in your speech?
Really?
I said because in Philly, with Jason Starks in baseball, Ray Dittiger's in football.
Wow.
I said because the fan base makes you better.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.